Welcome to the Other World Patreon. What you're hearing right now is a short clip of a bonus episode that we're putting out this week. If you want to hear the full thing, you could do so at patreon.com/otherworld. This story is one that we've had on the back burner for ages. It's a really, really cool story, but I've always thought we needed to talk to one or maybe two more people for it. And we basically hit a dead end. We were looking for these people, had no luck. So I figured, why not put it out? It's such a good story. I love it. I know that you all will love it. And who knows, maybe one day it will shake loose some info. Maybe even the person we're looking for will end up listening to it. You never know. Let's get it started. This episode is going to be called The Hallway Mirror. If you want to hear the full thing, it's on our Patreon. And you're listening to Otherworld.
It wasn't until maybe like 4 or 5 months ago where I started staying at my grandmother's a lot because it's really close to my work and I work really early in the morning. So it just makes it like a lot easier for me to wake up and go to work. And I was staying there at night, and I would stay in the upstairs rooms, but in the like kind of non weird vibe ones, I would have these dreams where I would be like, it would just be like a normal dream. Everything's going on. And then kind of like in a movie when there's like smash cuts where it just randomly jumps to something, it would just jump to what looks like as if you just left like a camera on looking down that hallway. And at first it started off, I had this dream almost every night for weeks because I was staying at that house for like almost every night. And every night it would just be a random interruption in my dream. And at first it started off just like really quick. It would just kind of like flash, like my dream would flash to that hallway. And at first it started off with just the door being open. There's no mirror there. There's the door that my ex-girlfriend was talking about. So it'd be super quick at first. It would just be a door there. And then eventually there was the little blonde girl that my ex-girlfriend was talking about. And she would just appear there. She would just be standing there, not doing anything, not like saying anything, just looking. She would just stare kind of right at me. And the more and more I'd have this dream, the longer the image would stay. And for maybe like a week or two, she kind of stayed in the same place. But then eventually she would kind of start moving forward. And I wouldn't ever see her move. It would just be like once the next night when the dream pans, she's like maybe half a foot closer. And she would just get closer and closer and closer and closer and closer until eventually one day she's just right in front of me. And she was like, I guess the best way to describe her, she's just like maybe a 10-year-old girl.
10 or 11, like 10 through 12-ish. She was kind of just wearing like a casual dress. Like it was just this long, flowery dress that maybe went to like about her knees or so, a little past, if even. Very blonde hair, super, super blonde, shoulder length, not like curly at all, pretty, pretty straight. And she wasn't like wearing anything in her hair. It was just shoulder length, blonde, and like completely straight, like very, like as if you like flat ironed it straight. It was just middle parted, no bangs or anything like that. She didn't seem dressed in a distinct time period. Like she wasn't like a Victorian girl, but she also didn't like exactly seem like, I wouldn't have been able to tell if she was from this year or like 30, 40 years ago. Like it was just kind of a plain, like flowery dress. It's a girl that just looked kind of normal. Like she didn't look very weird or distressing at all.
And she never seemed very like she never seemed to have like any like evil. Like she just seemed like she was just a girl that was there and looking. And I never really felt freaked out. Like this entire time that I would like, oh, this is happening over the course of weeks. And every time I'd wake up and I'd just be like, oh, Like, that was weird. I wonder why I keep having that dream. But, like, I never felt like I was in danger or anything like that. I just kind of was like, oh, this is really weird. Like I said, she would keep on getting closer and closer, and she always had this, like, very bland, like, emotion. She never really, like, made any faces. She just kind of stared at me.
All right. That brings us to the end of this preview. If you want to hear the full thing, it's available now on our Patreon, as well as many other bonus episodes. You can sign up at patreon.com/otherworld.